a tiny town in Mexico called Tepoztlan, there's a mountain on top of which is the ruins of a temple dedicated to Quetzalcoatl, the Christ figure of Central and South America. A mountain which I've climbed several times. However, on the night of September the 17th, 1985, I was carried up on that mountain in a vision with a few friends of mine. As we reached the top of the mountain, a wheel, or what you call an unidentified flying object, appeared at the side of the mountain, and I was called from the wheel to come up into the wheel. Three metal legs appeared from the wheel, giving me the impression that it was going to land, but it never came over the mountain. Being somewhat afraid, I called to the members of my party to come with me, but a voice from the wheel spoke, saying, "Not them, just you." I was told to relax, and a beam of light came from the wheel, and I was carried up on this beam of light into the wheel. I sat next to the pilot. However, I could not see him. I could only feel his presence. As the wheel lifted off from the side of the mountain, moving at a terrific speed, I knew I was being transported to the mother wheel, or the mother plane, which is a human-built planet a half a mile by a half a mile, which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of for over 60 years. The pilot, knowing that I was fearful of seeing this great mechanical object in the sky, maneuvered his craft in such a way that I would not see the mother plane, and then backed quickly into it and docked in a tunnel. I was escorted by the pilot to a door and admitted into a room. I shall not bother you with a description of the room, but suffice it to say that at the center of the ceiling was a speaker, and through this speaker, I heard the voice of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad speaking to me as clearly as you hear my voice this morning. He spoke in short, cryptic sentences, and as he spoke, a scroll full of cursive writing rolled down in front of my eyes, but it was a projection of what was being written in my mind. As I attempted to read the cursive writing, which was in English, the scroll disappeared and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad began to speak to me again. He said, and I quote, "President Reagan has met with the Joint Chiefs of Staff to plan a war. I want you to hold a press conference in Washington, D.C. and announce their plan and say to the world that you got the information from me on the wheel," end quote. He said to me that he would not permit me to see him at that time, but he said that I had one more thing to do, and when that one more thing was done, I could come again to the wheel and I would be permitted to see him face to face. He then dismissed me, and I entered the small wheel, and the pilot, whom I still could not see, moved the craft out of the tunnel and took it up to a terrific height and maneuvered his craft that I might look down upon the mother wheel, and I saw a city in the sky. With great speed, it brought me back to Earth and dropped me off near Washington, where I then proceeded into this city to make the announcement. After I awakened from the vision, it seemed to vanish from my mind. However, on the morning of September the 19th, 1985, a great earthquake struck Mexico City, and it was felt as far away as Tepoztlan, the little town where I was staying. The earthquake brought the vision forcibly to my mind, and I spoke it later that morning for the first time to my wife, Khadija Muhammad, and to sister Tainera Muhammad in the city of Cuernavaca in Morelos, Mexico. During the vision of 1985, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did not tell me who the war was planned against or where the war would take place. But as events began to unfold from September to December of 1985 into January of 1986, it began to dawn on me slowly that that war might be against Muammar Gaddafi and the Libyan Jamahiriya, but I was not completely sure. In early February 1986, I was invited to participate in and be the spokesman at a press conference initiated by the Libyans in cooperation with Kwame Ture of the All African People's Revolutionary Party and the representatives of approximately 15 groups of Black, Native Americans, Hispanics, and whites, in essence, to say to the government of America, hands off Libya.